welcome to the new year of Let's Do It Radio Bible Study. When you open your eyes, what do you see? Do you see everything God has made and done for you? Are you blind to the ways of mankind? Are you observant? Let's open your Bibles, laptops, tablets, iPads, etc. It's that time again for getting down and getting dirty into the Word of Wednesday night Bible study on Let's Do It Radio. For those of you who are new and old and who have joined us, pull out your Bible, your basic instructions before leaving Earth, your swords, your Gospels, your words, your concordances, and for your Bible scholars and those learning the Bible and studying it, we welcome each and every one of you to our world, each one of our worldwide listeners, and to join us to learn more about today's lesson, observe all things. And that is taken from Matthew 28, 19 through 20. So you may want to open up your Bibles to that, to those Bible verses, Matthew 28, 19 through 20, on Let's Do It Radio Wednesday night Bible study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall with the True Worshipper Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you want to join us online, live and in living color, you can call us at 845-241-9985. That number again is 845-241-9985. Or if you'd like to join me in the chat room, you can do that as well. Just go to the chat room on Let's Do It Radio, at blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, and there we are in Bible study, full effect on the chat room. So go ahead and open up your Bibles, get them together, get cozy, and get ready. And if you have questions to ask Reverend Ronnie Marshall, I have those ready as well as we dive into Bible study. Today is January 4th, 2023, and I'm your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Every other Wednesday evening, Reverend Ronnie Marshall with True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas, brings us Bible study. And this evening on Bible study, we are going to be talking about observe all things, as I said earlier, taken from Matthew 28, 19 to 20. So let's start with prayer from Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And then please welcome Reverend Ronnie Marshall, our Bible study teacher for the evening. I want to thank him early, and we're going to go ahead and get started. We'll have prayer, and then we'll just dive right into our lesson. Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
Father, in the name of Jesus, holy is thy name, and thy kingdom come, and all of your power is the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. As we go through the study of your word, enlighten us and give us a closer walk with thee. Open the eyes of our understanding that we may live our lives with the word of God, and the word of God be our practical way of living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen again.
Good evening, everybody. We're grateful.
Good evening.
To be here. Thank God for the esteemed Sister Inez. Thank God for all of our listeners. Thank God for you tuning in, wanting to hear the word of the Lord. We're living in a day where that's our sanity, is the word of God. Our strength, is the word of God. For he said he is our strength. He is our strength. Mm-hmm. He's our joy. And we being happy in God, he strengthened us even the more. Let's go right to the word of the Lord, Matthew the 28th chapter. We'll begin at the 19th verse and go as the Lord shall lead us. And it reads as such. The 19th verse of the 28th chapter of Matthew reads like this. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I want to talk tonight about observance. Jesus said, teach them to observe all things. And in the world that we live in, it's an ever-changing world. And the mythologies of mankind changes as the hour go by, as the moment goes by, as the hand go around the clock. The ideology of mankind changes. And we, the children of God, we have to be observant of all things, of the times. We have to be observant of the signs of the time that Jesus left us to look for. He told us to be watchful. He said, be watchful, be sober, and be vigilant, and be watchful, because he said, I'm coming in an hour or day that you think it not. So let us be mindful and observant of the signs of the time. Let us be observant of people in our lives, people that will come into our lives, and people that we want to indulge in marriage and relationships and partnerships and organization-wise. Let us be observant. Now, what do we need to be observant of? Jesus told the disciples, this was during the Great Commission, when he told them, go ye into all the world, all nations. Now, you have to be studied in the word of the Lord to judge people's discipline. You have to know the discipline of the Holy Spirit in order to identify the discipline in someone else. You have to be observant of what you read in the Bible, of what one should do and shouldn't do before you can really fingerpoint character. You also have to be observant when you meet people, when you converse with people, and you need to be observant when people are operating in Lucifer's mentality. You have to be observant when you are getting off the track of wholeness or either falling into a state of lukewarm. You got to be observant of that. You got to be observant of the Holy Spirit to have a relationship with him and be able to commune with him and conversate with him in your mind. You need to do less conversating and more listening to what he tells you and how he directs your soul, because that is the connector from human beings to God. And God had and made sure of that when we was in the wombs, how he took the Holy Spirit and he did just like he did when he was creating things on the earth. He put the Holy Spirit there, told the Holy Spirit what to do. He done it, and we see the results of it today. Even so with us in the wombs, God told the Holy Spirit what to do, and he done it. And he done it. And he attached himself to the soul of us, the life of us. And the attachment from God, that's the way we receive the nourishment or the nutrients of the Spirit, is because of the Holy Spirit being attached to us. And then Jesus even sacrificed and gave us a greater grace because of the mere fact he sent him to us. Upon him leaving the earth, the Spirit of truth, and he deals with us in our mind. We also have to be observant, even as our conscience is analytical, and it analyzes data coming from thought entry where thoughts are born in our mind. We have to be observant of our progress here on the earth as a witness. How many souls did I win last year? how many people gave their life to God because I was a witness and because I was living the lifestyle of holiness and sameness of mind, with the scripture being my mentality. How many people was influenced by just my daily practical walk with God, doing my business with sobriety and moving in the spirit of the Lord? You got to be observant of what you're doing for God and what you done for him lately. Amen. Is there any questions, anyone?
Nope, not yet. Mm-mm.
Well, let's look at something. Jesus told them, he said, and teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. Jesus taught us parables of what the kingdom of heaven was going to be like. And he taught us what we should be like in order to obtain the kingdom of heaven. He also taught us how in the Beatitudes, how we should, our discipline should be, even with those that persecute us and even with those that do dirty things to us. And he's given us discipline. So we have to observe that so we don't get out of line with our fleshly emotions. He said, teach them to observe all things. Not only did Jesus want us to observe the things that went on in the temple of God, but he also wanted us to observe the things in the community that was going on. He wanted us to observe the leadership in the community, the leadership in the country. He wanted us to observe these kind of things. A lot of people say, well, God ain't wanting you to deal with no money or wanting you to be in no politics. Well, politics is a part of our daily life, whether you want them or not. And Jesus knew they was. That's why he told Peter. He said, Peter, go down there. You're going to find a fish, and it's going to be a piece of money in his mouth. He said, pay your taxes and pay mine. Now, God himself was observant enough to know that he's supposed to carry out the obedience of the land, which evolves in politics. You're dealing with taxes. Well, he told us to observe these kind of things. So if he told us to do the right thing by paying our taxes, he also wants us to observe the people in leadership in Congress. He wants us to be from a church praying unit to change things with the power that we possess as God's children. We are not the tail, but we are the head. We are not the borrowers, but we are the lenders. For the Bible says you're the lenders and not the borrowers. He said that you are the head and not the tail. He told us also, he said, now, your faith, everything will be done according to your faith. Everything that you want, you desire. How much are you willing to sacrifice? Have you observed your level? Your abilities to sacrifice? Have you observed yourself giving out of your last so someone else can do better than what they are doing? Have you observed how willing you are to give? Have you observed how willing you are to be a witness for God? Or is there some kind of chism that won't let you be full time to God? Is there some kind of dilemma mentally that keeps you from totally saying, God, you made me. God, you're my sole priority in life. Is there something that you're not observing about you, or are you observing something that you're not just really ready to change? But Jesus told us to observe all things, so we have to watch the things that are the actions that we are a part of that don't want us to really love God. Because it's something that's not right when you observe things and you know the truth by way of the scripture and you observe conversations or company that's contrary to what you know is right in the scripture. Then because you know the scripture and you study the scripture, well, then you know mm-hmm. how to deal with those people that are contrary to scripture, because you're not going with their contrariness, but you are changing their mind by your discipline and the power of the word of the Lord. The wonders of the word, the wisdom of the blood of Jesus, it gives us directions through the spirit of truth how to deal with people to get them to change. Because when you're observant, you become an investor in change. That's your main thing, is you're working to change people, not to assimilate or not to be one with Rome mythology. No, you are investing time to change. It should be your method of life to change people who you observe that is away from God, not to join them, not to participate with them, not to congregate with them, but to change them. You don't want the assimilation of teachings that's diabolical and evil and out of keeping with the word of God. No matter which form it comes in, you should be observant of yourself to know, well, Lord, I'm going away from what I should be doing in this conversation or in this company or in this meeting. I need to get back for what the word of the Lord says, regardless how everybody look eager. They have the dogma and stigma look in their eyes sometimes when they want to be talking something that's not conducive to the will of God. They don't want to hear it. It's something, the Bible said, they get itching ears and they start listening to doctrines of devils going on in their mind. They become observant more of the way of the world than they do God. They want to be what they call, identified or classified in the world status of what they call good. And we know ourselves. We know ourselves. The people in the world have grown cold to righteousness and have grown cold to love, because they have a thing going on in their mind. I can't see this God you're talking about. I can't see the things that you say that he does for you. And if I can't touch it, if I can't see it, they say, I don't believe it. It ain't real. Yeah. Well, I'm here to tell them, you couldn't touch yourself until you got out of the womb. You didn't even have a hand until you didn't have a hand to touch your body until God created it right there in the womb of your mama. You were first a seed, semen, and he turned that into a hand, into feet, into nose. God done that. So you must understand, you must observe that where you come from, you were developed by God, who now have you in the earth to be a witness of his power, of his resurrected power, and a witness to Christ Jesus being who he sent to the earth, and he is the only begotten of Son. You must be observant of that, and you must not allow anyone or anybody or any organization or anything to change your thinking from wholeness and saneness of the word of God to become a part of they fail thinking. People will try to put a fail mythology on you to cause you to come down from where God has you. See, when you condescend from the place of where God has you, well, then all of the grace and the blessings you leave condescending, talking about, I'm going to do this to have a better time than I have with the fellowship of God. No, sir. No. Be observant. Look what you're doing. Stop it. When the devil trying to get you to go opposite of what the Holy Spirit wants you to be, that's keep you in righteous standing with God, then you got to be observant enough to say, no, get thee behind me, Satan, because you're trying to stop my growth. If you're trying to pull me out of the spirit
You're trying to stop my growth. You're trying to stop my blessing. You're really trying to blow my set in life. So you have to be observant. Even when you talk about, I'm going to marry this person, I'm going to be with this person, you need to observe that person. I'm talking about head to toe,
right.
Movement by movement,
mm-hmm.
word by word. You need to observe it. Even if they say, why are you looking at me so close? I need to.
Amen.
Why are you so? I'm so because the Bible say if I don't be aware of you, I could get a snare to myself. Or I could become unequally yoked. I could become with somebody that play like they really got God and wait till you get involved with them and then all hell breaks loose because they were hiding. But if you're putting Jesus on that spirit and you're observant of those spirits that work through people, because if they ain't doing the scripture, if there's a drawback from the scripture, from the word of God, don't want the scripture, don't want the word of God, but you want one life to live and as the years turn, the hospital, if you want all that kind of stuff and you want what's going on in Johnny and Susie's life and if you want what's going on in the news and all of the cares and entanglements of this life, if you want all of that more than you want the scripture and the ways of God, then the saints supposed to be observant enough to know this before they get involved with that. Or if somebody come, you got to be observant of the scripture. So if people come offering you a trick, you're observant of the word of the Lord to know them. The scripture say you can't do this. The scripture say you can't do this, and you got to be willing to take a stand for the scripture from the word of the Lord, even if it looks like you're going to lose something. Because if you stand for God, you're definitely not going to lose. I don't care what goes away. I don't care what walks away. I don't care what you have to leave or what you have to come back for. If you stand for God, you will in no wise fail. If you stand for him, the devil might try to flesh, humanistic flesh may make you think, oh, well, if I go that way, I'm going to miss that. But sometimes when the Holy Ghost calls you to have a drawback spirit on some things, he got something better for you. If God himself, who created all things, chooses to put me somewhere and then put me somewhere else, he knows what's best for me. And I got to be observant. I got to be observant of the time that I live with God to know that God knows the best for me. And he's not going to allow me to go astray. Why? Because he knows I depend upon him. I'm observant of the scripture to know that I must depend upon God for my everything because he is my everything. In God, I get up in the morning. I have my being. I'm able to think properly. I'm able to wait on the Holy Ghost to get me to make decisions. I'm disciplined, not giving in to the flesh. Why? Because I want to please God. I want that testimony. He pleased God. You know what I mean? So, therefore, I have to be observant. And Jesus said, teach him to observe all things that I've taught you. Now, he taught us, he said, you got power over the devil. You got power over demonic spirits. You got power to raise the dead. You got power to heal the sick. He told us this. And he said, I'm going to confirm your actions when you believe in me. He said, Jesus told him, he said, I'm going to confirm your actions. In other words, what you set out to do, Jesus said he going to make it work. Why? Because then those that have a problem or not believing or confused, they can see the miracle working power of God and change their lives. Any questions, anybody?
Not me. We have another person who just joined us. Thank you for joining us at the last four of 1692.
Oh, bless the Lord. I'm just listening. All is well.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all is well. Just thanking the Lord. Yes. Thanking the Lord for a new day, Pastor and Ms. Inez. Thanking the Lord for a new day and for a new year. They traditionally sing a song, "It's Just Another Day." No, it's not just another day. It's a new day we never seen before. It's a new day we never seen before that the Lord have kept us, and he kept us with the same Holy Ghost keeping power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because
yes.
the scriptures say he changes not. Because the scriptures say he changes not, Pastor. He's the same today. It says yesterday and forevermore.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I'm listening. I'm listening to the word, the new word, the new thing that the Lord is doing.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, in order for a believer to listen and to know what they're listening for, then they would have had to be observant of the Word of God. If you observe the Word of God, then you'll be able to observe the actions of the Word of God in others. If you look at the Beatitudes in the fifth chapter of Matthew, you'll see what Jesus gave the Beatitudes, and he told them, he said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Thirst after righteousness.
For ye shall be filled," right? So if you observe yourself hungering and wanting God and wanting the ways of God and wanting to please God, if that's the track of your life, then you're going to get fulfillment in that. Why? Because you're seeking God. And then he went on to tell us again, he said, "Be teach them to observe all things." And he told us, he said, "Blessed is when men shall persecute you and revile you and lie on you and say all manner of evil against you falsely." He said, be exceedingly glad. He said, "You rejoice, for so persecuted they the prophets and the teachers and those that believe God before you." Now, what is it that man can do to you when God is on your side? When you are observant of the Lord's ways, even when the devil say no, God will override him and say yes. Even you must be observant of the power of God that he invested in you when you was in the womb for you to come here on the earth and make changes. You are here by God to make changes. God invested himself into us that we might invest in changing the ways of the blind mankind or humanity of this world. That's our job. That's our duty. And God ain't looking, he's not looking for the president to change folk. He ain't looking for the senators and the Congress to change people. He's looking for the believers to do the change. If any changing going to be made, it's going to be the investment that the believer makes in people's lives when they are observant of the scripture and able to feed the scripture to people through conversation. But you must be observant of the word of God to have it in your brain, to have it in your mind, to keep it on your mind, in your spirit. You must let the word of God filtrate your whole body, from your mind to your body to the soul. Your whole practical way of living daily should be the practice of the word of God. Now, does that mean that you're going to walk over into total perfection in one day? No, you're going to have to practice this. You're going to have to practice it. But the Bible says that if you practice staying in the Spirit, then you will mind the things of the Spirit. And then you'll come to the maturity where you'll know that nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God.
From the love of God.
Mm-hmm. Nothing will be able. What does the scripture say? Now we got to take this literally. This is not symbolically. Mm-hmm. This is a literal mm-hmm. thing that we got to hold fast, and this got to be in our minds, in our brains. It's got to be ascertained that nothing that exists in this world should be able to separate us from God, because
from
it's not like
God.
It's not like we don't know that God will work for us.
Mm.
Everybody knows that no, there is a God that he will work mm. for you. That's mm. why even the unbelievers, that's why even everybody, when chaos set off on this earth, the first thing everybody hollered, God, have mercy on us.
Mm.
Everybody did. God, have mercy yeah. upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. God, protect us. They hollered, God, when devastation hit the earth. Oh, my God, help
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
Even the racists, mm-hmm. even those that don't believe that there is no God because they can't see him and they can't touch him. But, boy, when something happens, guess what? That's the first somebody to call on. God, help me.
God. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus said, teach them to observe all things. Now, listen, we must understand as believers that we are made in God's image. He
yes,
made
ma'am.
Us. Whatever you have God in your heart, in your mind, and know what the scripture says about him, the power that he possessed because he made the world and the fullness thereof, because you've observed that in the scripture. You know, Jesus told the disciples, mm-hmm. he said, you believe because I'm with you. He said, but blessed are those that haven't seen me and yet believe in me. How can we yet believe in him whom we've never seen? We believe in mm-hmm. by the power that he moves mm-hmm. through us with. Amen. We mm-hmm. identify him, and we identify mm-hmm. the word as being real because what we read, we see it in our reality.
Yes, Lord.
But we must be observant to know that
must
the devil, he can't place us in no box of limitations, mm-hmm. in no box mm. of illusion. Why? Because we were made in God's image. God made us to be just like him. That
yes,
was his wish.
Yes.
That was his wishes before Adam and them fell in the garden, that we take on his holy, his perfect and righteous character. He had a perfection planned out for our lives. His projection for life for human beings was to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
So when we here up on the earth observe his ways in this Bible and then begin to carry it out, God get happy. Because he said, look at them. They're observing my ways, even though they haven't saw us, even though they haven't touched us. He said, but yet they believe that I am the
yes.
true and living God. They
the
have put
God.
In their mind and they put in observance that there is no other God like the true and living God who you can call upon in the time of any situation, and he going to let you know, lo, I'm with you.
Always.
The Holy Ghost will tell you, say, lo, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even when your strength
mm-hmm.
looks like it's gone, like you've been drenched out, he still will let you know, lo, I'm with you. And while you are strengthless, guess what he'll do? He'll begin to move your body.
Yes.
While you're strengthless, he'll give you courage. He'll give you endurance out of nowhere. And you'll say to yourself, well, Lord, I knew I was tired, but it looked like the tiredness mm-hmm. went away when the Holy Spirit took over this body. Why? Because that's the way God designed. He designed for the Holy Spirit to live in us. That's why the Bible says, know ye that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he tells us he will speak out of the temple. He does all the time when he talks to us
yeah.
in our minds. He's speaking from within us.
Mm.
Mm. Long years ago, I was observant as the elderly people used to sing a song. And they sang, I've got something within. And you would think about that. What did they say? I got something within. And they talked about the something being within wouldn't let them hold their peace at some time to time. It causes them to lose emotionally control.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because the Spirit of God get them moving on the inside of their beings, and you know how it is, and you lose hope of gravity from your feet. Your feet start leaping. Your hands start moving, and something it's a shivering that's not known unto mankind that comes over you when the Holy Ghost gets to moving on the inside of you. But you have to be observant of him. You have to be observant of the word of the Lord. And you have to be observant when the things that the word of the Lord began to be manifest in your life. Like we live in a time where Jesus told us in Matthew 24th chapter, he said there are going to be days. Well, you hear wars and rumors of wars. He said there are going to be days where there'll be famines and there'll be earthquakes and there'll be floods. And he said there'll be havoc and mayhem. He said, but that ain't the end. He said, this is just the ending of sorrow. If you're observant of the scripture, you'll read in Revelation, that sixth chapter, I think about fifth or sixth, when he talks about those horses, and he spoke of this pale horse, and he said, death and hell follow you. Well, we're seeing folk dying, folk taking their lives. We are literally seeing what the word of God has spoken through us through reading and studying. We are literally seeing that now, and we are also, he spiritually enlightened us to see what's going to be with the pale horse after the church has been taken out of here. Enoch, the Bible says, he was mindful, observant of his ways. He was observant of his ways to the degree where it pleased God how he lived. And it pleased God so much so, he said, you shall not die. But I'm going to translate you. You know? He said, I'm going to translate you. I'm not going to let you go on the ground. I'm not going to let you see death. And the Bible says Enoch was no more found because God translated him. Just like he transfigurated him from earth to the womb to the earth. From eternity to the womb to earth, then he turned around and said, you ain't going to go back that way. He said, I'm opening up eternity and let you in because I'm God. And what you're doing please me. He said, what you're doing please me. Dr. Lula said a minute ago, he changes not. Now, if he done that for Enoch, because Enoch's ways please him, if our ways please him, guess what he'll do for us?
Yes.
But our ways must please him. In other words, we must do everything we possibly can. It should be our priority every single day to love God more than anything that's around us, that exists. Our love should be totally upon him. Why? Because he's who we rely upon for feeding. We should observe when the scriptures say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you want strength and you feel weak, just get joyful in God. If you want strength from being weak, just get joyful. Get happy about God. Think on the word of the Lord. Think on the power. Think on the wisdom of the word and the wonders of the word and the wisdom of the blood. Think of how God has miraculously done things around us, how he has brought into existence things we needed done, and the faith of knowing that the things that are not done that we're asking him for, we must be observant to know that he will do all things. He said, I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. Eli Musk ain't richer than God. God owns the world and the fullness thereof, and we must observe through the word of the Lord. If Jesus could take two fish and a two loaves of bread and feed 5,000 people, and baskets was taken up, we must be observant that the same Jesus, the same power that he did that with, he sent into us, that we might have fulfillment here on earth just like he does. That's why he told us. He said, if you just believe me, you could do the work that I've done and a greater work. We must be observant because Jesus did teach them to observe it. We must be observant. Then we must turn around and teach others to be observant.
Yeah.
If you want to clean, polish people's lives, then you're going to have to do it with the truth. You're going to do it with the truth. If you're going to invest in change, then you have to do it with the truth.
Yes,
now, the truth don't make people feel good all the time when they first get it, especially if they're down with spirit. It won't set right them. If they're bound with different demonic spirits and the devils are controlling their life and they scare Lucifer and all this kind of thing, when you start talking the truth sometimes, they get scared. Say, I don't want to go against Lucifer. Why not? He's a failed being. He lost the battle.
Yes, Lord.
So what do? We are observant of the power of the Most High God. And he got a hedge around us.
Yeah.
We must be observant to know that God, he got us. Not only do he have us, but he controls and he leads our lives when we submit ourselves to the spirit that Jesus has sent back here to lead us. That's what we have to get in order with, is the spirit of truth that speaketh in our mind, even when we got our business going on, even when we got so many things to do, the Holy Spirit is still speaking to us. Now it's up to us not to become entangled with the cares of this life, but we are to cast the cares upon Jesus, and then we are to cling to the spirit of truth. He'll land you in a beautiful position every time. Even when the ship is tossed to and fro by the wind, he'll still land you. He'll land you in a beautiful situation. Even when the money is not like you desire it to be, if you be happy with what he's given you and you do good by it, guess what he going to do? He's a God that will increase you according to your faithfulness. But according to your faithfulness.
Right. According to faithfulness.
And your observance of his ways. You see, Enoch was translated, and the Bible says he had a testimony. He said when he was translated, he left a testimony behind that we read about it today. And the testimony was that Enoch pleased God. Don't you know it's good to know that you are pleasing an invisible God you got to meet? We ain't just serving this God for nothing. We got to meet this God one day.
Yes, he is.
Physically look upon him. We got that coming. Why do you think that we are here? We're not here to play the hopscotch and basketball and volleyball and swim and party. We're not here for that. That's not our purpose.
Yeah.
We might be allowed to enjoy some of those things, but that's not our full purpose. Our full purpose here is to please God. What is Revelation? We must be observant of what Revelation, the fourth chapter, and those 11 verses. He said, "You were created to make God happy." First, it went on to say, "All power, dominion, and glory belong to God, for He has created everything, and for His purpose, They are and were created.
My Lord.
So when we walk according to the Spirit of the Lord,
yes,
we know how to observe other people that's walking in the Lord. We know who they are. When people come around us who have the Spirit of the Lord, who living by this word of God, we know who they are and they know who we are. Because there's a connection of the same Spirit. The Bible says there's many, many officers in this body, but we all have the same Lord and the same Spirit. So we identify each other by the ways of the Scripture.
Okay.
That's how we identify people. That's how we identify the actions. We know when they are from the word of the Lord if we study the word. Some people say, well, I don't want to crush people. I don't want to hurt people. Well, the Bible says open rebuke is better than secret love. So if you don't get them on the track by telling them what's right, then you're not pleasing God.
Yes, Lord.
You know, some people say, no, I don't want to say nothing right now. Well, if you observe Jesus didn't have no problem with telling them which way to go. He did not have no problem with telling them which way to go. He would tell them right off the bat, you're not of my Father, you're of the devil. Get me behind me, please. He wasn't afraid to address the Sanhedrin councils and the Pharisees and Sadducees. He told them just like it was. He said, y'all father the devil. Y'all not of God. Because he knew the ways of God. He was sent by God to do God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And he also told us, he said, I don't speak of myself, but I speak of he who sent me. All things that I hear him speak, I speak it unto you. He gave us that same spirit. He gave us the same spirit. We're supposed to hear God. We're supposed to do what God says. This body, which is an instrument of expression, is supposed to be expressing the things of God if we are followers of God and if we are sincere of the word of the Lord. And we know how to identify other people who are saved and are sincere in the word. We know how to be observant, and we know what to look for because we read the word of the Lord. And our ways is God's ways. So if our ways God's ways and other people are doing the same thing that we're doing, have the same mind that we're because they've been knitted together through the word of the Lord, well, then we understand who they are and they understand who we are. And some things they ain't got to ask us to do. The Spirit tells us to do automatically.
That's right. That's
if right. they don't want God, if they don't want the Scripture, if they don't want the ways of God and they want to be pleased by the world, you know they like him and they faith. They ain't mature yet.
Right.
They may be mature. They may be maturing. It don't mean they're not saved. I didn't say that. But I'm saying they're not fully mature yet if the ways of the world please them more than the word of the Lord. If they want to hear a conversation more than they want to hear Scripture, they still maturing. Just like the people that want to, just like the people that want to hear Scripture, still maturing. But those people that don't want to hear Scripture fully, they'll listen to a little bit of it and then they become bored. They got to get into this lingo of the world. Well, when it's like that, they haven't matured to the place of really selling out to God.
Yeah,
they still believe that the devil is going to give them something good, and he's not the guy that gives good gifts. He brings wickedness forth. He brings evil forth. We got to observe to know when the devil people are being used by him, their actions. And you can't say all of because they're not educated. No, you can't say that because it was a man just here the other day, just got his master's degree out of school, and guess what he went down? The devil told him to go stab four people to death, and he got it.
That's right. Doctor, I think he was there, the doctor.
He was headed to the doctorate. Yep. He had got the message, but he was headed to get the doctorate. And at the same time, the devil told him, No matter how little knowledge and study he done, the devil told him, say, go stab four people to death. And now he got a degree in criminal justice.
Right, in the law.
So now, wait a minute. If a person gives themselves to the spirit of the devil, then that's what has to make God turn you over to a reprobate mind, over to yourself and the wrong things that you think. God will allow you to become given to yourself and the wickedness you practice. If you don't observe his ways and please him, you got to really stand strong in the spirit of your mind to please God, because that's where it all starts, in your mind. That's where all of your tests, that's where all of your power, all of your weaknesses, all of your confusion, all of your sanity, it rests in your mind. And if you notice, Lucifer works with people's mind, and their body plays out what he wants them to do if they're not observing what Jesus said, keep your mind on me, I'm going to keep you at perfect peace. If you don't stay loved with Jesus, if you're not sold out to him, you're not going to have perfect peace. You're going to have problems.
Amen.
So tonight, is there any questions? Do anyone have any questions or comments or statements?
Just thank the Lord for the word of truth. Thank the Lord for the word of truth, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
And work hard at doing what the Bible say, compelling, go out into the highways and hedges and compel men and women to come to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He said to come to Christ. And a lot of people are spending a lot of time compelling them to come to the church building, but they got to come to Christ. They got to repent and ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Well, me, I include everybody, myself and all, have to ask for forgiveness and then, you know, repent. And then the Lord, he will bring them to him, but then he would be the one that would add to the church. He would fill the building up.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Yeah, he'll be the one that'll do it. And I just want to try to do what's right myself so that I can help someone or, you know, reach one and teach one. That's what I want to do. And help find that one that's going to make up that 99 to be 100.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to have a testimony that I please God.
Yes.
Yeah, I want a testimony that I please God. Nothing was before
my
God.
My ways please the Lord.
That's my practice.
That's it.
That's my practice. Please God.
Praise God.
So that's what we have for tonight, the Lord gave us.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
So that's our study for tonight. You're back in the hands of society.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Sister Inez, well, as the Lord will have it, and as he shall be with us, even to the end of the world, let's go forward. Let's go forward, leaving those things behind. Let us press toward the mark of a high calling.
Amen.
In Christ. Amen. And not that we have already made it, but we are pressing to make it.
Not that we have
already ascertained everything, but we're practicing to do it. So what the scripture says, now I know in part, now I see in part, but when that which is full has come, then that which is in part shall be done away. So we're maturing that the part might be done away and we may see through the fullness of Christ Jesus the ways of God.
Ms. Inez. Hello, Ms. Inez. So we pray that everybody be blessed. We pray that all things that you desire, that you may receive them all over the world. We pray that you give your whole self to pleasing God. And it don't take a lot to do it. It just take obedience, picking up the word, reading the word, understanding, asking the Lord to open the eyes of your understanding that you may understand what is right and what is wrong, what is that God accepts, what is that he don't accept, and then ladder with what he accepts and put away those things that he don't accept. Practice doing the right thing. Somebody said, well, I'm still hung up on some things. Well, if you start practicing while you're hung up, then you'll soon be unhung, because the word of the Lord cuts asunder even the spirit that's wrong from your soul and from your mind. The Bible said the word of the Lord is a two-edged sword. So if you study it while you're reading, it begins to break up things in your mind that's not the will of God. So let us study to show ourselves approved, that we might speak unto men and women, and their lives change by the wisdom and knowledge that comes through our lips from the word of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
And let us go for the things that make us wise. And the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. So let us seek the wisdom of God that we may be soul winners. And this year, let us count the people that we bring in. Thanks.
Yes.
They set a quota in the world to do business, and they set that quota to reach that quota to tell them their levels of success. Let us win some souls that we might be counted wise in the eyes of God. It's just not enough for us to be saved, but let us save others through the word of the Lord that cleanses our lives and cleanses our hearts and stops us from doing some things. Let us share that power that God can make a difference in people's lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Inez, we may have lost her, you all.
Because you called it numerous times.
Right. So we have 3 minutes left tonight, and we want to leave with a prayer, and I would like for everybody to pray this prayer with me, and it goes like
Amen.
This: After this manner, therefore
After
I pray,
therefore
our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done in our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
and the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Good evening.
And now for the evening, I want to thank you first for joining us on Wednesday Bible Study. You can listen to any episode on demand on Let's Do It Radio through www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. If you want to be contacted by the teachers, please email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. The announcements are January the 5th, which is tomorrow night. Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Topic is going to continue with conflict resolution in relationships. And on Sunday, second Sunday service, we will be here at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And Tuesday, we will be here with Ms. Inez, let's talk about it, January the 12th. Keeping it real with Sergeant Park, he'll be coming back with the 38th Annual Martin Luther King Celebration. Together, we can make it happen. So join us on that Thursday, we're keeping it real with Sergeant Park, and the 38th Annual Martin Luther King Junior Celebration. Together, we can make it happen. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And we want to support Reverend Lonnie Marshall with all of his music media. And to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can donate to Cash App, the $ANAISCBALCOUR, or to Venmo at the @MissInez. Or the Zelle, if you know my telephone number, you can always send money that way. And we are going to also, we are open for sponsorships, I should say. So if you want to become a sponsor of Let's Do It Radio, you can send me an email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and you can always, always, always become a sponsor. That will help us. And you can also listen to any of the previous episodes of Bible Study or any of our other shows on demand by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio and choose any episodes. You can email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com if you have a topic you can like to discuss or a host with you. We could be discussing your topic. So hit me up at your earliest convenience and we could be talking about something you like to talk about that may be on your chest or that may be disturbing you or that you just want some further information on. Again, that's letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And you already know, thank you for joining in. And if you've got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if you find yourself. Now let's talk about it. And we might just be discussing new topics. So go ahead, hit me up, because we have this conflict resolution the topic that was brought to us, because that's what we were discussing. We discussed on yesterday, and I will just continue discussing that on tomorrow evening. So, I have been your hostess for the evening, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisalco Designs at www.anaisalcour, and you can find me on Facebook or Instagram under the same Anaisalco Designs. And so we want to thank each and every one of you again for joining us for this evening's Bible study. Observe All Things, conducted by Reverend Lonnie Marshall. And that was taken from Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Have a good evening until we meet again on tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, as we continue conflict resolution in relationships. Please have a blessed and safe evening. Until we meet again, amen, amen, and amen again.